Now, the thing they do, speaking lies and hypocrisy. They pretend to be very pious and very religious. I've been in the church just long enough to always be suspicious of this very pious position that a great many people take, being super-duper saints, that they've got something special. My friend, if you do have the truth, it'll have to make you humble, because if the first thing you're going to find out is really how little you know. I thought one time I knew a little about the Bible, but I've come to place today how ignorant I am. I've really got a whole lot of nerve to teach the Bible today, as ignorant of it as I am. But my friend, I look about me today, and I see those that are, they know practically nothing about the Word of God. And today, they are becoming authorities in this field. May I say to you, speaking lies in hypocrisy, pretending to be something that they are not, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Now, you remember the thing that should characterize the visible church was faith and love and a good conscience. Tender-hearted people. I want to tell you, there are a lot of these folk that have gone over. They're talking too much today about sex in the church. And I want to tell you, I've heard some things that are happening in some places make my hair curl, what I've got left. And they are saying things, doing things. May I say to you, I don't think you could do them unless your conscience has been seared with a hot iron. You've got away from the Word of God. You see, you're to have a tender conscience in the church. Oh, today, the church needs to recognize how important it is in the plan and purpose of God, and it should not stoop to a low level. I can't buy a lot of the music today. I don't think that music is heavenly at all. I think it's hellish, my friend. Now, this has been going on a long time. Even in Christ's day, there were folk that had gone off into cults and isms from Judaism. For instance, forbidding to marry, verse 3 now, and commanding to abstain from foods which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving by them who believe and know the truth. And these are diet faddists, and they make certain rules and regulations that are not in the Word of God, forbidding to marry. Now, in Christ's day, down by the Dead Sea, there were a group of Essenes, as they were called, and it was among them that the scrolls, the Isaiah scrolls, and they're called the Dead Sea Scrolls, have been found. They were down there, and even in Christ's day. And when Christianity came along, they hooked on to it, you see. Forbidding to marry, and they had that. Commanding to abstain from foods. And today there are those that go off on that as if food would commend you to God. Now, it is true if you eat the wrong kind of food that you get a tummy ache. But that hasn't anything to do with your spiritual life, my friend. It may affect it, but it has nothing to do with it. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving, for it's sanctified by the Word of God and prayer. Now, the Word of God does not condemn it. It commends it. And if you can return thanks for food, then may I say that sanctifies it for your body, because the Word of God is already said. Now, there's certain things I can't be thankful for. Down in San Antonio, Texas, I'm told is a place that cans rattlesnake meat, and that's a delicacy, so I'm told. Now, if you would invite me to dinner and tell me you had rattlesnake meat for dinner and ask me to return thanks, I don't think I would. I'd say, I'm sorry, I can't be thankful for this, my brother. If it can be received with thanksgiving, why, you just go ahead, friends, eat it. Just whatever you can eat, you eat it. It's perfectly all right. Now, this is a very wonderful passage of Scripture, you see, because this is the very thing that a man of God today, a servant of God, is going to avoid. These are the things he's to avoid.